So yeah, mind control in this system is a real thing. And you might say, well, how can it be so rampant and so everywhere? Because it's the old Adamic nature. It's the old Adam. Adam wants to be in control, right? Adam wants to be in control. What is the basis of it? Fear. Fear and power. Not only is it fear, but they want power. Why do they want power? Fear. A lot of it's fear. But a lot of it is just psychopathic, narcissistic, sociopathic mindset. And a lot of it has to do with somebody wants to be lazy. They don't want to serve. They want to be served. They don't want to serve. They've got the pyramid in their mind upside down. Greatest among you is a servant, but the whole system's upside down. They want people serving them. They think that's good. But it's actually healthier if you're moving around, you know, walking around, moving around, exercising. That's healthier. It's actually healthier for you. Keeping your body moving. But a lot of people, they just want to sit, find a seat and sit and be top dog and not move around, not do anything, because they think that they've arrived, you know. But really, those who arrive are those who understand that it's a servant mindset. Somebody made a comment, and he said he was in the Lucifer light, and he said that he was in the mindset of the gray mindset, I think. I don't have the comment in front of me, but I'm just kind of paraphrasing. And I told him, I said, well, hopefully you move over to the light of Jesus, you know. And so it's pretty interesting how, you know, somebody can admit it. Most people don't. I mean, I respect that. Somebody who admits they're in the Lucifer light, instead of like the Wiccans that would come on my channel and pretend to be both. They would straddle the fence on both sides, you know. What does the Bible say? I wish you were hot or cold. If you're going to pick a side, pick a side, you know. But he made the comment that he was in alignment with the grays, you know. Now, the color gray, this is what I want to talk about, because this is kind of important. The color gray goes back to the word conveyance. And the reason color gray goes back to conveyance is because all your electrical pipes, all your satellite dishes, all your poles that can carry a conduit wire, the conduit is gray. Like, I'm looking at some conduit, telephone conduit, and some electrical conduit is gray. So the color gray is conveyance. And so the angels are messengers, right? They convey a message. And so the fallen angels, if the fallen angels appear in 3D, they're going to look like the grays. And his question was, why do we have to fight? Why are we fighting? And so from a gray perspective, it's hard for the gray aliens to understand why everybody's fighting. So that's the message that the new age is being sent through these grays, that we're just all one, you know. Everybody's one. And I think part of the comment was like, if the human has the good and the bad in them, you have the sinful nature, but you also have the desire to be good. You have the night and the day, the yin and the yang, the up and the down, the left and the right. So if the human has the encoded in their body, if their flesh nature is bad, but their spirit mind is good, how come they can't just get along, you know? That was the question. And I think it's a good question. And I have the answer. But I don't know if I'll talk about it right now, because it's such a deep answer, and I gotta go do some sanding on a rental property. I gotta sand some walls before I paint them. And so the color gray is conveyance. And so if you look at the street, you got the black and the white. What's the middle? The gray. And so the messengers are kind of neutral. Now the demons, they picked a side. but they still manifest in 3D as a gray. And the message that they're going to give to the Luciferians is that, why can't we just get along? Because the Bible says this in the book of Revelation, that those who don't take the mark of the beast are going to get their head cut off. Because what are they going to want to have? The book of Daniel and the book of Revelation tell you what's going to happen during the tribulation. They're going to say, peace, peace, sudden destruction. If you don't tie into the 666 system, either on your forehead or your hand, they're going to cut your head off. And they're going to say, you are causing the trouble because you're wanting division. And you actually see the culmination of that right now. And so that division is there because the New Age people don't understand that they're born in sin, and in sin did their mother conceive them, and that there's a division from being in sin versus being in Christ, because Jesus is righteous. And so to move from the flesh mind to the spirit mind is moving from sin state to saint state, from sin to saint. Now, is a saint perfect? No. Is a born-again saint perfect in Christ? Yes. But are they perfect in their 3D walk? No. And you see that in Romans 7. Apostle Paul says, who can rescue me from this body of sin? So Romans 8:1 gives the answer. There's therefore now no condemnation of those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit, not out of the flesh. Who are those that walk after the Spirit? Those who have the Spirit. Those who have the Spirit of Christ. Those who don't have the Spirit of Christ, who are not born again, they can't walk in the Spirit. They can only walk in the flesh. And so each person has a war within themselves. And so to answer his questions, why can't we all get along? Because you can't even get along with yourself most of the time, because there's that war. And the only way you're going to win is die to your own understanding, die to self. But you don't have the power to even get along with yourself until the Holy Spirit comes in and gives you the power. So first of all, respect him for saying what he is and not pretending. Most people come to my channel and they pretend to be on your side, on your camp, but they're not. Second of all, the answer to that one question is, why can't we all get along? Well, it's the same answer that we have a battle within our own selves, and we can't even get along with our own selves. We can't even control our own good days, dark days. And so it's a fractal of each individual has a hard time even functioning by themselves, much less a city, a family, a culture, a church, a organization. Everybody has their own battles, much less the... So the mind control, back to what I was saying, the mind control goes back to individuals putting themselves under mind control. We put ourselves under mind control instead of saying, his mercies are new every morning, he's a provider, he takes care, he's always going to be there. Instead of having a mindset of the eternal perspective, the mindset of the temporal perspective is mind control. We actually mind control ourselves on a daily basis.